Where I'd like to be right now is chatting with Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. It's time for Workout Wednesday. Want to look good, feel good? Check out Custom Fit. They will get you set. We're bringing now Mr. Woods. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Great, Mark. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you kind of going with the flow today. I know this is one of Jason's favorite segments of the week, but thanks for joining me this afternoon. Let's get right to it. We want to talk today about unstable surface training. Jeff, simply put, what is unstable surface training?
Well, it's exercise, Mark, that's performed from a platform of instability. And that platform of instability, it could be any number of possibilities. It could be like a stability ball or a Swiss ball, they're sometimes called, or maybe a wobble board. You'll see those in your physiotherapist's office. Or it might be even just something as simplistic as a foam pad that's got some cushion and you have to balance on it. So with all of these training aids, Mark, they were introduced back in the 1990s for rehabilitation. And more specifically, there was some success with ankle injuries specifically. So that, you know, patients would use the wobble boards when their ankles were weak after a sprain. And, it found that like the sensory evaluation of all the muscular systems around the ankle seemed to respond to this type of training. Well, fitness professionals, of course, we thought if it's good for the ankles, it's got to be good for other parts of your body. And then, you know, it just kind of exploded and we saw all of these training aids kind of make it into mainstream fitness. So here you are. And, you know, you can see them today, like in some cases, I think probably a little bit overprescribed, but they're all over the place, like the stability balls and everything else in mainstream gyms now.
Joined by Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. This is Workout Wednesday on the Jason Greger Show. Jeff, does this type of training have value? And like, does it improve stuff like your balance?
Well, and it's interesting, Mark, with that. You know, it's funny. I looked at one research study just recently, and they pre-tested individuals on their balance, you know, just trying to balance on one leg and hold various poses and so on. And then they put half the group on a program that used all of these training aids that we just talked about. And then they had half of the group doing very traditional strength exercises working off the ground. So at the end of the study, they retested everybody. And this is what they found. They found that the strength training people doing the basic movement patterns ended up making improvements in their balance that were superior to those people working out on the training aids, like the unstable surface aids. So in my opinion, I think it's, again, like I said in the opening, overprescribed, and you probably don't get as much benefit in terms of improving your balance as you think. Getting strong is always a better idea, because if you're strong, you're ultimately going to have better balance, and especially if we're talking, Mark, about aging populations, for people getting older. Doing those basic patterns and staying strong is going to have a greater influence on their balance. And the reason that you don't get maybe the return on time that you might think, we don't get ground force reactions from those unstable surfaces. And what it does more specifically, it sort of impairs what we call the stretch shortening cycle. So it doesn't matter what you do, Mark. If you're going to go push open a door, for example, there's a little lengthening of your chest muscles. And then as you push your arms out to push the door open, there's a quick contraction. When you're working from like unstable surfaces all the time, there's a lag in those response times with muscle fiber. So that's why it's probably not a good idea to be doing it all the time. And most definitely, if you're an athlete, you don't want to make the infrastructure of your training off unstable basis of support for exactly that reason, because it just slows down reaction time. And when we test sprinters, for example, or just test athletes in general for their sprint times, they're lower after doing large amounts of this type of training, and even their vertical jump heights, you know, for basketball players, those numbers are down too. They don't jump as high after doing that type of training.
Jeff Woods joins us from Custom Fit, Workout Wednesday on the Greger Show. You mentioned some of these training aids, and Jeff, where do some of these training aids fit in?
Well, you know, I'd have to say this, Mark, it depends on the goals of the participant. And, you know, there's still room for these training aids in our workouts. So let's say, for example, that even if you're a weekend warrior, but you play baseball or you play recreational hockey or whatever, and you come off a long playing season and you are going through a detraining phase and you still want to work out, but you want to work out where you're not putting the same amounts of high stress on your body, there's a number of really cool sort of basic patterns you can do on some of these stability pulls, and it's going to be a little easier on your body. So that would be fine in that situation. Or if you do have a history of injury and you need to sort of, you know, force your muscles to work at some level and not do further damage, like through rehabilitation or more sedentary individuals, they will probably find great benefit in using some of these training aids because it's not as hard on your body. So in those circumstances, I think, you know, they work really well and they're a nice fit.
Jeff, if someone wanted to purchase one of these unstable service training aids, what would you recommend for them?
Well, here's a couple of things. First, Mark, the best thing you can do is look for a quality stability ball if you want to have one. And there's an anti-burst type ball that if you're going to be doing, you know, any exercises where you might stand on it, for example, you don't want it to burst like a balloon. So the anti-burst type have a thicker skin and they will deflate at a much slower rate. Now, if you plan to do weight training on these balls, they actually build a very thick skin ball, and it's almost like a medicine ball, but it's the same size as these anti-burst balls, and you can stand on them, you can do anything, and they're almost like a benchmark, but they're expensive. They cost about $400, but the thing I like about them is that they will not burst. Like, they are as solid as any bench, but they still do have a little bit of instability because they're in the shape of a ball, obviously. But that would be my first choice if somebody can afford it. And if you plan to do any weight training, those are much, much safer.
Jeff, I really appreciate your time. Again, I know Jason loves chatting with you, but you'll do it again next week. Jeff Woods, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
You too. This is Jeff Woods of Custom Fit. When it